Leader!
Order, order.
Parliament's back next Tuesday, starting at 2 with question time. That'll be followed, if there's no snap debate, by the government putting the House to work on its bills. It'll be the same again on Wednesday, but on Thursday there'll be no question time at 2. Instead, Finance Minister Bill English will rise to read his second budget. Following the procedure he introduced last year, his budget speech and the budget documents will be published at 2 p.m. Previously, budget measures remained secret until the minister had revealed them in his speech. Now it's all there from the start on both the Beehive and Treasury websites. The budget speech usually takes about 40 minutes. It's followed by the budget debate, kicked off by the Leader of the Opposition, who usually turns it into a motion of no confidence in the government. Then it's over to the leaders of other parties. They mostly have 20 minutes each. Subsequent speakers have 10 minutes, and the whole debate goes for 14 hours, probably taking up all the following week. There could also be some extraordinary urgency on Thursday if there are any budget measures that have to be put in place immediately. This week, though, has been quiet with the House adjourned. Only one committee meeting was open to the public. It was in Christchurch on Friday, and Rhys Lyon flew down to hear the Maori Affairs Select Committee resume its ongoing inquiry into tobacco and its effect on health.
The recent 10% price rise on cigarettes and tobacco was an area addressed by Professor Rob McGee of the Dunedin School of Medicine.
Raising the price of cigarettes 10% each year, we'd still probably end up in the year 2020 with very expensive cigarettes, probably over $30 a packet. But as Murray said, people might just smoke less. They still might smoke, but they may smoke less. You can smoke a handful of cigarettes a day and you'll get enough nicotine to keep you addicted.
The Murray referred to there was Dr. Murray Lorgensen, Chairman of End Smoking New Zealand. He told the committee there were other commercial possibilities for tobacco companies.
I think there is a place for the industry if it completely transforms itself and starts selling a completely different kind of product, maybe with nicotine in it. And it was Sir Charles Napier of British American Tobacco in the 60s who said that the business that we're in is nicotine. So I think it's time to remind the tobacco industry of the real business that they're in and get away from lit cigarettes. It's the smoke that kills.
Also submitting on behalf of End Smoking New Zealand was its treasurer, Trish Fraser, who said not enough was being done to encourage people to quit smoking.
Our media campaign is very, very weak. It's quite, on international terms, it's quite pathetic. And Australia is managing to reduce the prevalence rate there with their very effective media campaigns. We could actually pick up on some of their advertisements and use them here quite cheaply, I would think. So it's not actually about, I mean, if we weren't doing what we're doing, we'd be in a much worse state. So we need to, it's not about actually getting rid of what we've got, but it's not also about putting money into doing it the same way. It needs to be much broader, much bigger campaign. I mean, I'm very keen on a big national.
You mean more intense?
More intense and broader, and it needs to be, you know, it needs to have everything going with it.
Professor Janet Hook from the Marketing Department at Otago University raised concerns about cigarette packaging.
Tobacco is a largely generic product. Even tobacco companies have conceded that smokers don't discriminate between brands and blind taste tests. Because there's often little inherent product differentiation, tobacco companies rely very heavily on branding. Now, brand names are often highly evocative, so if you think of a name like Holiday, it suggests a place where life's worries are escaped and no longer apply. Horizon suggests a brand that enables smokers to reach out and achieve their goals. Young people we spoke to knew who they were aimed at and what they were trying to communicate.
Professor Hook had a clear message for the committee.
We must introduce plain packaging, remove brand imagery from tobacco packages, and replace this with large, at least 80 or 90% of the pack surface graphic health warnings.
Professor Janet Hook from the Marketing Department at Otago University, making a submission to the Māori Affairs Select Committee's inquiry into smoking in Christchurch on Friday.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Select committees will be back in full swing next week, starting on Wednesday when the special committee handling the legislation for reforming Auckland's local government will spend 5 hours behind closed doors discussing the bill and the submissions they've received. Till next week then, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.